The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. A couple of guests in the studio today. We have Jennifer Leitzel. She is the PR person for the Mayville
Lions
Club. And Ken Bragg, he's a Lions Club member. We're going to be talking about a program they've got coming up in November, and it's about entrepreneurship and things made in the thumb. Sounds like a perfect combination, entrepreneurship and things made in the thumb. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having us, Craig. And made in the thumb is really something exciting. We have a whole community of artists and entrepreneurs in the thumb. And we're covering four counties. It's the first time we're doing it. It's going to have about 50 people there. We're covering Lapeer, Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties.
And what is your focus? Are you focusing basically on things that are made in this area, whether they be the artistic stuff or the products that we generate locally produce, not just, you know, that we grow beans and then they're shipped all over to be made into bean soup somewhere else. This is stuff made here right in the thumb.
That's right. Everything is made here in the thumb, and this came out. The Lions wanted to have a fundraiser, but we wanted to do something community-oriented, too. And so many people have said nothing's going on in the thumb other than tourism. Well, we know that there's more than tourism up here in the thumb. You have a gentleman that makes excellent peanut, cashew, and almond brittle up in Caseville. You have Raji sauces that are made up in Caseville and sold all over the thumb. You have some goods here that go all over Michigan. We have a gentleman in Millington in Tuscola County that makes equipment for spear fishing, started in his own garage just for himself, went to a few friends, and now has expanded to go all over Michigan in hardware stores. We have the Fostoria Bread Company, who is consistently sold out both in the Troy location and up here in Port Austin. He's bringing his bread. He hopes to expand his business. He makes fantastic bread. He's been going at this for 8 years. It's just terrific. We have Mermaid's Cove from Port Austin, I'm sorry. They'll be there. We have people that are making books. We have people that are doing just a huge variety of things that you would never think of. You have Desi Daisy up here in the thumb. And that's, in my estimation, it's a world-class winery. Just so many things that are happening. The thumb's not dying. You've got people trying to not only make a living, but they're making a community. And for everything that happens with the small entrepreneur that allows them to grow a little bit bigger, that's better for the whole community. They can hire more people. The tax base goes up. The schools go up. And we're encouraging young kids, too. We're going to have a business class from Tuscola County that's full of young entrepreneurs. They've got some ideas, and they'll be bringing them to the table.
And as I understand it, small business is where the growth in business has been going on in the last, through this recovery out of the depths of the recession we had there. I mean, this was one of the bright spots, is that there were people always trying to come up with something new, something innovative, something distinct, and the thumb was no exception to that.
Absolutely not. We've got really talented people that have settled here in the thumb. Everything from beekeepers to honey. You've got somebody that makes vinegar up in Cass City, right on the border of Huron County, and just such a wide variety of products. I could probably take up the afternoon, and we're hoping to showcase a lot of those.
Now, a lot of the food products, it's a growing trend nationwide. People want to know where their food comes from, and products that are grown locally, well, then you know where they come from. They come from here.
Right, especially not only grown here, but in the case of Fostoria's Bread Company, using local products from the local stores, as it were, and that's, of course, doing something good for the whole community. And it's that little entrepreneur that has that idea, that wants to make it big and wants to stay in the Thumb. That's what the show is all about.
And everybody dreams of being the next famous Amos who did the cookies, the chocolate chip cookies, and it was the biggest thing there ever was. A lot of these businesses become sort of local favorites. I mean, maybe they don't expand statewide, but they become a favorite locally.
Right, and there again, you know, a lot of times you'll know the person that's cooking, and you can go up and say, you know, I love your chocolate chip cookies. Could I have this special batch with whatever? But that's the nice thing about it. When it's local entrepreneurs, that you can meet them. You know where your food is coming from. It's not just from the farm to the table. It's that one step in between. It's the people that cook it or the people that harvest it, whatever. We can see that right here in the Thumb.
And a lot of times, not going too huge keeps the quality control there. It's more of a personal thing that, you know, goes out with every batch. It doesn't become a major corporation, you know, with
right.
with quality control and all this. Its quality control is the person making it and their commitment to making it the best.
Right, and their pride in their product, too.
Many
and that's
their
shows.
Name is on it, and they want to make sure that sounds good, too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, the event you're having runs from 9 till 5 that day, which is November the 14th.
Right.
It's going to be at the American Polish Hall. That's on M24 near Mayville.
It's between Caro and Mayville. It is 1455 Mertz Road or M24.
So 24 and Mertz Road, basically.
Right.
So people know where it's at. It's 9 till 5. People can just stop in unless you want to show off your goods. And I'm sure you'd want to let them get a hold of you in advance so that you can set aside some table room for them.
Absolutely. We still have a couple of tables available, and they can call me, Jennifer, at 989-673-3953. And again, this event is sponsored by the Mayville Lions Club. And we also have some big sponsors too, Poet, the Wind Farms, a couple of realties, Dave Osentoski Realty. People like that are the sponsors so that we can focus on keeping the cost for the tables low so the entrepreneur can actually afford to come. It's $10 for the table.
And with most things, that would be a sale or two, and then you're in the green.
Absolutely, hopefully, yes.
Now, does it surprise people just the diversity around here? I mean, you're talking wines, you're talking brittle, you're talking, we have people near Ubley that have the alpacas, and they're making alpaca woolen socks and other things like that that they can be on the World Wide Web sold wide, but they're local people.
Right. They're local people. They know their clientele. They're making a difference. We have a basket maker making such beautiful baskets. And a lot of times, these are the people that are like in the historical societies and the farmer's market. And they make such a difference here in the Thumb. And this is what we want to have shine.
Okay. Now, at the event, basically, it's going to be the people showcasing their wares. That's the main point of it.
Exactly.
But you also say there'll be information about resources you can get if you're thinking of starting your own business and such.
Certainly. We will have somebody there with information. We'll have somebody with information for small business. We'll have economic development has a table there. The school has a table for the economic development for the students that they can join. And we have Lions Club. Lions Club will have a lot of information. We're also going to have leader dogs, and we hope to have a puppy, because the money that we do make from this will go to support the Lions Club ventures, Seeing Eye Dogs, and some of the site programs for children.
A lot of people think they have a great idea. Their family all tells them, you should do this, you know, market this. This is great. They just don't know where to start. I mean, there's a business plan. How do you get financing? All of these things seem daunting, but they're not insurmountable. There are programs and a lot of help out there for people who are thinking about this to find out if their idea is, you know, viable. Should you start out small or a little bigger? There's a lot of factors that go into it, and it sounds complicated, but there are people who can help you through the process.
Oh, absolutely. We have quite a few areas of expertise right here in the Thumb area of Michigan that can help you not only with your business plan, they can help you with marketing, they can help you with finances, they can help you look for grants, items like that. And not only that, but places where they can sell their products.
And the people at the event, you know, if you're doing something as far as cooking or whatever, they can kind of give you a little, you know, this is what I did and this is how I started. Give you a little hands-on first-person information about it, you know, how it worked for them, and any hiccups or pitfalls you're probably going to have, so don't worry about them, those types of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll have all kinds of information available.
Now, you're doing this. This is the first time? You're
yes.
Hoping to make this an annual event?
Yes, we are.
Does that mean you're looking for people next year who maybe didn't come out this year? That way, you know, if your event is static every year, you want it to everybody comes back and finds a little something different.
Right, absolutely. And I know every year there's more people that have more ideas and want to start their own business venture. And we will welcome them, and we'll try and help whichever way we can.
Okay. If people, are there certain things that you cannot do at this event? We were talking a little bit beforehand, and we talked about Dizzy Daisy Winery up here, but because it's alcohol and they really can't have the product on site, that type of problem can crop up. But they still can represent what they have you. They can show you a list of the types of products they have, and you know, you can see what's available.
Absolutely. I mean, we would love, we've got microbreweries in the Thumb. We've got one in Kaysville, we have one in Sandusky, and we've got two wineries. We've got Dizzy Daisy and the other, I think it's Vinery, I'm sorry. Their wine is really good too. We have both. All this going on that we didn't even have 10 years ago. There's so many things cropping up. So anybody that has an idea and wants to start and just look for that chance to expand, but if it's a good idea and they want to start, they want to make that investment. That's time and their money, you know, and their idea. I think it's super. And we can, right at the show, we can help find them a path to go on. And yes, we want to have something different every year, because every year there'll be people with different ideas.
Now this time of year, present weather notwithstanding, as it's been unseasonable, what comes to my mind are things like apple cider and mills around the area.
Mm-hmm.
These are local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They really can't transport the business anywhere
right.
else. I mean, unless they open a second branch somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But they're local products, because they usually grow their own apples and such to put into it, because it'd be too pricey, and you would not know if you had your own crop. And these are the types of local businesses that even bring people up here.
Absolutely.
Not just local people, but they drive up here from the city to enjoy those types of things.
Right. The Thumb is just beautiful to travel through, with maple leaves and everything else. Cider and donuts. I think that's a tourist favorite. It's mine, too. So
when you're talking maple leaves, you're also talking maple syrup at certain mm-hmm. times of the year. There are people that do that up here. I believe that the Food and Family Center up here, they actually have an aisle with just locally made products.
I've heard that. That's right. You have Ned's Pretzels. You have Margot's Nuts. You have so many things up here.
And, you know, you can find it easily if it's all in one aisle. And you know it's locally made and from local products. And
absolutely.
And you're helping your neighbors.
And not only that.
Livelihood.
Not only that, but ask for it. If your store doesn't carry it and you really want it, ask them to get it. If you know that you know these people are supplying stores, it doesn't hurt to ask. You may be creating a new avenue for the entrepreneur, and you may be creating more business for your favorite store.
And I I remember, and maybe with the changes that have happened recently with Michigan Works, but they used to have a program where they called them angels,
mm-hmm.
that would help people with ideas
mm-hmm.
to try and bring them to fruition.
So, right.
So these are things that are out there that can help you, and you'll have experts there on the panel who will tell you this is a good idea, you've got your ducks in line, or this is what you need to do before you really come back and ask. All this help is out there. Resources that people would not believe right here locally in the Thumb.
Absolutely. And we're going to have some of the small entrepreneurs. We have seven services there, which is our local community computer expert. And she started out very small and has continued to expand. And she just started out with an idea. And we'll have a lot of people like that, too.
And you mentioned beforehand you're going to have officials from the Tuscola Economic Development Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
They know resources, and they know what programs are out there, funding, and can steer you in the right direction. They may not run the program themselves, but they will certainly know where to direct you to find the resources and people who can.
Right, right. And
sometimes that's the biggest problem, is you think you've hit this wall, what do I do next? And there are people out there that will help you.
Absolutely. There is help available. And I think that they all want to see everyone succeed. So if you have a good idea and you can bring it to the table and they can help you, it's a great partnership and it helps the whole farm.
Our ISD has an incubator out there for people who are doing like jams and other products that involve meeting state requirements for proper canning and proper producing, because once you start making it a business, you've got standards you have to meet. It isn't like you're just giving it to your relatives and saying, oh, I canned this and this is really good stuff. You have to meet certain standards. All of these things can be explained through the ISD program we have here locally. Other ISDs are exploring it as well. So, you know, it's a win-win.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And there's another source of help also. The ISDs can help you not only get your ideas for the product off the ground, but they can help you with the Food Safety Network and also with the Michigan Health Network. So there's so many avenues if you want to start a business.
They could even turn your marketing into a project for some of the students there, and you could save a little bit in your initial startup that way. I mean, there's all kinds of resources and avenues out there that want to help make this work for you.
Right, and I know most of the ISDs have marketing classes also and banners and things like that they do. So, you know, there's so many avenues available once you know where to look, and we hope to provide some of that information for you.
And most people don't just quit their job and say, I'm going to do this. It kind of starts slow and hopefully builds into something, but you don't have to think that, you know, oh, what am I going to live on for a year and a half if this doesn't take off? Most people do both at once, at least in the interim, until the other one takes off, and see if they can, you know, make that their profession and their full-time breadwinner.
Absolutely. Excuse me. Absolutely. We have Fostoria Bread Company, and that's what he's been doing. He does it on the weekends. He makes his bread on Friday, and he sells it on Saturday. And he's been expanding, and hopefully he will one day be able to make this his full-time job. But they do have to start small. We've got Lisa's Cookie Jar, we'll have cookies there, who is also another one that does it on the weekends. And there's more people, but you do have to start small. You have to have some working capital, and
you have to have good expectations. I mean, you know, that, you know, it's not going to one day just fly off the shelves. You know, it's a building process. Brand recognition, there's companies out there with big names that still spend a lot of money getting brand recognition going because that's the way you have to market.
Right, and I understand it takes about 6 months to clear all the hurdles for the health department and the Michigan Safety when you want to go onto store shelves and not the small farmer's market type of thing. It can be done, it's just, it takes time, so those expectations have to be tempered. You may have the greatest product in the world, I want it, you want it, you want to see it go, and so do all your relatives, but it does take time.
And sometimes you start off slow because the main product in what you're producing is seasonal.
Definitely.
You know, if you're making something with raspberries, there's a short season that you're going to have to really make it because they don't keep.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who goes to the grocery store knows they don't keep, even when they're chilled. And you have, if you want to use fresh local supplies, you got to make hay while the sun shines.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there may be times of the year that you're a little down and maybe need then at that point to think of other products that would be applicable for what's available in those time frames.
Right. You can expand your marketing line, expand your line of what you're doing. Instead of just raspberries, go on to the apple jelly for the fall.
Which can last quite a while. You can keep apples in storage until almost the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So there's other avenues you can do. But if you start off small, you're not overwhelmed. I think that's probably the problem most people get, is if they try too much too fast, they get overwhelmed and they feel like quitting because then they're just pulling their hair out.
Exactly.
And it doesn't have to be that way.
Right, right. And that's where the business plan and the help from economic development and other avenues really comes into play.
And there's state programs, too. The Small Business Association has them. There's resources out there. You can find a lot of them online if you look. I think if you Google trying to start a small business, it would probably take you to quite a few of them.
Right.
But there's no reason to put it off because of that.
Right. Right. If you have a good idea, you need to, if it's your passion, you need to try at least.
And again, before we have to kind of close things out here, the program is coming up when?
It's November 14th.
That's a Friday,
Saturday. A week from this coming Saturday.
Okay, I guess Friday the 13th is.
Yeah, that's memorable.
You wouldn't do it on a Friday the 13th.
No, we're working on Saturday the 14th.
Okay, and it's from 9 until 5.
Mm-hmm.
At the American Polish Hall. It's on M24 between Caro
and Mayville.
And it's Mertz Road, I believe you said.
Mm-hmm.
That's right by there. And people can just stop on out.
Sure. Anybody, we'd love to see them. Love to see them come and see what your neighbors and your friends are making and doing.
Kid friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Free samples.
Mm-hmm.
If you want people there, use the term free samples.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the one thing I do know. If there's free samples, people will show up to see it. But I hope you get a great turnout, and I think it's a terrific idea. I mean, we have a lot of things going on in the Thumb. This time of year, we're kind of slowing down, and people think, you know, oh, it's all tourism, and that's the whole big push in the Thumb. Agriculture is here 24/7 all year round, but this is another big part of what happens in the Thumb, the local businesses, entrepreneurship, and I'm glad you're highlighting it.
Well, thank you, and before people think about going towards Saginaw or the city, any big city to shop, they should see what their friends and neighbors are making.
And if they want to rent some space, if we've intrigued somebody who has a little family business or whatever, how do they get a hold of you to get some space?
All they have to do is call. It's 989-673-3953. And I will answer the phone, Jennifer.
And you will tell them what they need to know to get on the list.
Point them in the right direction.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today, all the way up from
Mayville,
the southern part of Tuscola County, to let us know about this. It is in the middle of Tuscola County, but it's worth the drive for Huron County people to head down there and see what is happening.
Absolutely.
As far as local businesses.
And
all we have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll clue you in on the latest in the news. By the way, our guests today have been Jennifer Leitzel. She is the PR person for the Mayville Lions. And Ken Bragg was standing by just in case she fainted. He's a member of the Lions. He also helped to bring her here. I do again want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll clue you in on the latest in the news.